In 2013, OLED TV was launched into the Australian market by LG and was described by many as the greatest technical achievement in TV since, well, colour TV, or maybe even the invention of TV itself. Well, we know there's been further enhancements and improvements to OLED screens since then, and joining me on Tech Daily to chat about just that is Russ Prendergast from LG Australia. G'day, Russ.
G'day, how you doing?
Excellent. Now, Russ, for anyone who's yet to experience OLED TV, apart from me sending them down to their local Harvey Norman store or whatever to have a look, give me a bit of a brief overview of what it is and how it compares to other TV screen technologies.
All right. Well, I think everyone would be familiar with the LED screen, but may not be aware of how that technology actually works. Basically, what you have is a red, green, blue pixel on the screen, and there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds on that screen. Now, the way in which you get the colour through the screen is that the panel itself is either backlit or side lit, and it pushes colour through these diodes. And so you get the colour of the screen itself. Now, when you look at OLED, it's slightly different. Now, OLED is actually red, green, blue, and white. So the colour is actually produced by each individual diode creating its own light. So when you're actually showing an image, when you want to show a black back screen, if the lights are turned off, it turns black and you get what's called infinite black background. So you get a much greater contrast in terms of the screen itself. So you get some fantastic, amazing, vivid colours, but you get these perfect blacks as well. So you get this beautiful image that has fantastic contrast, which when you look at an LED screen, when that side light or back light's turned off, you have a graduation of that white light coming out. So you're kind of going from white to a greyer colour, and you never truly get a black background on there. So you get a much better picture image from OLED technology.
And for so long, the contrast ratio was such a big selling point on every TV, and now suddenly we come into OLED technology, and like you say, we're talking about just about infinite contrast ratios, right?
Correct, that's right.
Amazing. Now, of course, like I said, back in 2013 when OLED TV first came to Australia, it already looked amazing. Talk us through some of the further work that's been done to make it even better in-home.
You're right. So back in 2013, we launched the curved screen and we had a range of sizes that were made available. Further to that, we've now made it available in a flat screen. So, you know, that gives you greater variation in the way in which you can have it in the home, whether you mount it on the wall or you have it on a stand. So it gives you a bit more versatility around that. What we're starting to see now in OLED technology is other applications which are primarily now starting to be seen within the commercial environment.
So that leads me into this next question here. You've just sort of been showcasing this week some of those developments that are targeted, not at home users, but at business. So tell us more about using OLED as signage.
Yeah, look, when you look at the commercial environment, we have greater cost efficiencies in being able to evolve and develop our technology, and there's a much broader spectrum in terms of those applications, whether it's from a retail environment, from airports, through to hospitality in pubs and hotels, etc. So we are starting to develop up some new technology around that. And in Integrate last week, I showcased some of that new technology. Now, just to give you a quick overview, we've got what's called a dual OLED. Now, this is a OLED screen which is double-sided. You have one OLED screen on one side and another OLED screen on the other. It's only 8.94mm thick, so it's less than 9mm thick, and it's a 55-inch screen. What's fantastic about this within the commercial environment is that you can show different content on different sides. Now, you can either have it sitting on a plinth or sitting on the ground. You can have it hanging from the ceiling, or you can have it hanging from a wall. And it just gives you this beautiful impact of the visual environment. When you think about it, you know, if it was ever made available in the home, you could watch cricket on one side and you can watch Home and Away on the other. So everybody in the home's happy.
A two-sided TV with a couch on either side, you think?
Correct. Can't guarantee you'll see that tomorrow, but definitely, that's some sort of applications that may come into the future.
Excellent. Now, using this technology in that commercial sense, I guess it's got to be built pretty rugged. So is the technology up to withstanding the elements?
Absolutely. We're already there. So we also launched the OLED media wall. So basically, that's a 55-inch OLED screen, and you can connect them side by side and run content across that whole screen. Some of the other things that you're actually seeing at the moment is the OLED tiling wave. So basically, that's a curved screen that we've produced this sort of wave pattern with. And you know, these are 65-inch Ultra HD resolution screens, and they're less than 9mm thick. So if you think about some of the environments that you can have those in, you know, retail environments, etc., you can have these sort of beautiful design in terms of imagery that you can produce or video content, etc. Another one that we recently launched also was what's called wallpaper. And literally, it looks as though you could, it is wallpaper. It's only 3.65 mil thick. So just imagine a TV screen that's thinner than your mobile phone. And this is a full HD 55-inch screen, OLED technology, and there's a multitude of applications around that. And the enthusiasm that we got from the crowd at Integrate was very, very encouraging. The sort of applications that we were talking about were, we have people there from a museum who could see it actually as a great forum, or not forum, but a format to be able to show visual art. You can think about the sort of office environments such as the commercial buildings or in transit zones, etc. So there's a whole lot of applications and ways in which this can be utilized.
And no doubt this would lead to even thinner TVs in the home, right?
Well, potentially, who knows? You know, obviously with commercial, it leads the way in terms of the technology that we can afford and develop because of the various applications that we can install it into. This technology, depending on how enthusiastic the market is, does see its way within the home environment.
Interesting stuff. Now, Russ, where can I send people for more information if they want to read up more about what OLED is? And, apart from sending them, like I said, down to the local Harvey Norman store to have a look at some of the screens available right now for home use.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the consumer OLED technology is within your grasp. It's at our local retail network. Though, if you want to find out more information about OLED itself, you can go on to lg.com.au and we have lots of information about OLED technology.
Excellent, Russ. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily today.
No, Andy, my pleasure. Thanks very much for the call.